Hey everybody, good day. It's another week. It's Monday. How are you? Welcome back. I'm Dave Guerra, and this is, well, Efficiency in the Workplace. Back at it again. We never really left it, but I hope you had a great weekend. I hope you had a great Mother's Day weekend. And if you didn't get your greeting, well, happy Mother's Day. So this week, let's talk about becoming, well, let's work on the self again. Let's continue working on self. And let's become, well, let's become better. And how do we become better? You know, we work at it. It's an ongoing process. It never ends. It's always one thing. It's always something else. And it just keeps moving and it keeps going forward. And you have to keep moving. You can't stop. You can't change. You cannot take two steps back. You take two steps back, you're just asking for trouble. And when you ask for trouble, you find yourself that you can't get out of it. And you've got to see it through. So with that being said, let's dive in. Become more observant. Become more observant. This task is, well, one that we really, truly have to work on a constant, consistent basis. Otherwise, it's not going to work. You can't just say, well, I'm going to be more observant and poof, there you are. No, that's not the way it works. You have to work on increasing your skills to seeing what's there. What is physically there, not the virtual or not the figurative, but the literal. What is actually there? Look, take a walk in the woods and look for those birds that are chirping. See if you can find them. There's always that one that eludes you. Find them. Go out to the ocean, go out to the shore, look for something offshore. Look for something just beneath the water. Be more observant. Use your skills, not just your visual, but your hearing as well. Use them both together and work at finding and looking at seeing. And then also work on your powers of perception. Work on what is to work on figuring out what's around the corner. Kind of look ahead, look at shadows, look at what's going on around you. Listen to the birds. Are they chirping? Did they stop chirping? Listen to the weather, listen to the wind. But figure out and start thinking about what's around the next corner. Use your powers of perception to be more observant, to be more in the moment. Being more in the moment, that's where the magic happens. Because the more you're entrenched in what's going on around you, the more you become one with your surroundings, the better off you'll be, because there's less room for guessing, because there's more knowing. And obviously that translates into what you do in your day-to-day work. That translates in your relationships, that translates into everything in your life, being more observant.